Ya estamos grabando.
Right, one, two, three.
Somos Oso Motley.
And you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1. Listening to Augusto Cesar, Sandinista style, baby.
Hello, hello, Free Radio people. This is Augusto Cesar Sandino Segundo with a very special surprise for all you out there in radio listening land. Special shout out to Hoser for being the guy to give up the show so that we could have here live in the studio with you today two members of Oso Motley. So stay tuned. We're going to play some tracks. We're going to talk to these folks, and you're going to enjoy it. Give us a call in the studio, 427-3772.
Oh, now I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes cool, I break the dome, and you just don't stop. The riff is fight, but we don't need no blocks. It goes, I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes cool, I break the dome, and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, but we don't need no blocks. It goes, if you come to see me rebel, tune up, this should come ready like I was Edie Raquel. I'm everlasting, never will my head expand. This publisher is clearing house like I'm Ed McMahon. I get ya, open like a bullet wound, test the repertoire. And I'll connect a right cross to your upper jaw. I'm on my toes, on my foes, beware. Tuna fish and tackle blows like I'm Rosie Greer. Yeah, forgot to tell you the response is choice. Coming to smother the brother with the monster voice. It's gonna wipe slow specimen. I got the hype, so listen in. Lyrical nitro, miss a friend. We pack a punch like an earthquake session. Coming through your fucking tape deck is how we shake shit. So all you critics out there, take shelter. Or you'll be on my conveyor belt when I melt ya. I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes, I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, rubber, we don't need no blocks to catch wreck. Tuna fish, the majestic, bring your best click, we can take you to the chest quick. I get ridiculous when I get to bust, it's meticulous plus inconspicuous. Thus, just call me Luther cause I creep when you holla clone. I stick my vocal axe deep in your collarbone. I got the style that I rock your spouse, not no mouse in this lyrical joust, you'll get housed. On the other masterpiece, the last one who trespass, got that ass deceased. Because I'm quick and original, I got the click that'll get you to a bunch of sick individuals. Don't even like you might be swole, and that ass deep deep will be my Nike soul. Got the flame to the match like an arsonist, leaving all you sucker MCs under house arrest. It goes, I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes, I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes. Chillin' songs. Peace, be still. These wounds could kill. As sure as they can heal. But it's all how you feel. But no weapons formed against me shall prosper, for I am the word doctor. I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes, I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes, coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes, I'm coming for ya. I'm in the cut, creeping up, now I'm on ya. It goes to the break of dawn and you just don't stop. Lyric fist fight, rubber, we don't need no blocks. It goes.
those damn anarchists, man. Actually, yeah. To be an anarchist. Whoa, hey, hold on.
Yo, wait a minute.
Turn stuff up, yeah, what the old salsa teacher used to say.
Oh, that was Azdrew.
Yeah.
Is this still on the air?
We're live, folks.
Oh, we're on.
We are here with
Hey,
Uli and
Jiro
from Ozumatli. Guys, say what's up.
What's up? Yeah, you don't know where we are.
Oh, what the heck?
We're underground.
Oh, wait, my mic's not even on.
Oh, but mine is.
Yes, okay. I was like, why am I hearing one but not the other? But we're all good now.
Yeah, so. We're pros.
Excellent. I just want to thank you guys for coming down. I really appreciate it. You know, you guys have always been a big supporters of various causes in, like, all over society and activism, and you know.
You know, this is great. This kind of thing is, you know, it's almost inspirational because, you know, when people get together and, you know, because we also are a collective. And, you know, we've grown and, you know, it's a little different now. As you know, it's still a business, but, you know, we are a collective. And so to see things like this happen where people take, you know, initiative and try to make change on their own is a very inspirational thing to see.
Word. Thank you. You know, so you guys don't have a leader or anything? Cause a lot of bands, you know, they kind of fall into this, like, he's the front man or the leader or this or that. I mean,
no, I think people take leads on different things, and whatever people's strengths are is, you know, where they might take a lead in, you know?
Right. Awesome.
And the different facets of being in a band. Yeah.
Well, then let's just start there. You know, how did you guys even, I guess I've heard the story that there was some kind of organizing effort behind kind of the formation of the band.
Yeah, Ozo started out of a labor dispute about 10 years ago in downtown Los Angeles. And Will Dogg, the bass player, and the original drummer, were working in a group called the Los Angeles Conservation Corps, which was a group which gave so-called jobs to youth in LA. But it was like, you know, painting over graffiti and picking up trash. Pretty menial labor, and they were organizing and wanted you know, better wages and medical benefits and things like that. And to shorten the story, there was a sit-in held in a building, which eventually became a community youth center called the Peace and Justice Center. You know, after sitting in, that they won rights to the building, and Ozo came in. It wasn't Ozo then. It was just a group of, you know, anywhere between 10 and 15 musicians came down to raise money to help pay for utilities and things like that. And it was a really thriving community center. You know, it had people built skateboard ramps in the back. There was graffiti art. People were doing poetry readings. It was a rehearsal studio. It was a squat. There was a tea shop. Wow. And actually, a lot of things came out of that. You know, a lot of bands came out of it. An actual coffee shop called Luna Soul came out of it. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was a pretty creative, thriving scene at the time.
Sounds just like the band. Pretty creative and thriving. You guys have made some big strides lately. I guess last year you won a Grammy, correct?
It was a few years ago. A couple years ago, we won a Grammy.
But we're nominated for another one this year.
We did get nominated for another one, yes.
Excellent. Wow. What's that for?
same category, Latin Alternative.
Album of the year.
You know, it's legit, baby.
The business, the industry, right?
You know, we're part of it. We're part of the big beast, and, you know, we see it all.
But you guys are kind of on a label I guess I wouldn't be expecting you to be on. It's a kind of like more of an alternative jazz label.
Concord Records, because we did a bunch of switches of labels during our history, and the one we're at with right now, Concord Label, is history comes from jazz, you know, recording heavy artists, and also Latin jazz. People like Tito Puente, people like Eddie Palmieri, Ray Charles is on that label, you know, just old schoolers. And I think in a lot of ways, they got us as an experiment of trying to get something new, you know?
Right. No, and I can definitely see that in your music, because you guys, you know, jazz, there's a great tradition of, you know, artists kind of blending styles, moving forward, and, you know, creating almost new genres of music. And I definitely see that happening with Ozumatli.
Yeah, they're true independent as well, you know, which is, I think, good for us because we're more of a bigger fish in a small pond as opposed to a label like Interscope, which is, you know, we're like a minnow in an ocean. So, right. You know, it's a much better place for us, and they're more involved, and it's a good home.
Excellent. I'm glad you guys found it. Speaking of, you know, Interscope, maybe we could talk a little bit about your last album, Embrace the Chaos, which coincidentally came out on, you know, September 11th.
Yes, it did.
That's our second record.
Right.
Our third record, the newest one is Street Signs, which was on Concord. But yes, that record did come out on September 11th. And obviously, no one really cared or, you know, about buying records during that whole time. So it was
my sister went out and bought one.
Yeah, she bought one.
She was actually in New York at the time.
Crazy.
She was on the way going to, because she works at Lincoln Center, and she walked to Times Square to one of the record stores there to pick it up. And this was like probably at like 9 or 10 in the morning. I don't know exactly. I think it was just right when it hit.
Jeez.
So it was kind of a crazy time. We were actually in Detroit on that day.
We decided to continue touring, though, regardless of the standstill of the industry and the standstill of just the music in general at that time. And we felt in a lot of ways by us continuing to play, we were kind of giving kind of a musical, you know, medicine, you know, to people who needed something else. And also at that time, we already kind of knew that there was going to be a severe retaliation, you know, and we were speaking up against that too.
You guys got involved in the anti-war effort building up to the whole invasion?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, yeah.
From the day right after,
you know, yeah, it was an anti, you know, anti-message, anti-war message, and it's funny because at the time it wasn't really a popular stance.
Yeah.
I don't know if people really... Well, I remember because we were in that situation. It was kind of weird, you know? It was like... Because it's not always easy to say things that are, you know, not necessarily what a lot of people think. People were pretty still raw and, like, you know, had this anger and wanted to just punch somebody. You know that feeling when you just want to punch somebody back, that reaction. And I remember when the U.S. started bombing Afghanistan as well, it was still not a... anti-war stance was still not very popular, and we did get some hate emails from, you know, people in the newspapers, you know, like there were editorials and stuff. But thankfully now it's a little more popular, and there's, you know, a lot of artists who have come on board and like who actually wrote songs, you know mainstream artists, which I think is good, because, you know, you want more people to be, you know, thinking in those angles. But, you know, I don't know why George Bush is in the office right now, but he is.
I blame the media.
It's really bizarre to me, because all I saw, you know, we travel a lot and we go across the country and we meet a lot of different kinds of people, and you can kind of gauge the mood of you know, the country politically. And to me, it seemed like there was a lot of effort against Bush, you know, from all kinds of walks of life.
Certainly.
And so I was really surprised that, I mean, I guess, you know, we don't meet everybody, so I guess there's a lot of people. And, you know, who knows, conspiracies, all that, you know, who knows, because nobody knows a definitive answer as to how things go down. But, you know, I'm always a skeptic, you know, and questions.
Healthy to do so. Very healthy to do so.
You know, and like, don't believe things at face value.
Yeah.
You know, things aren't just red and blue, you know.
Or black and white.
It doesn't. There's a lot of gray areas in there that, you know, and, you know, you got to go beneath the surface, I guess, a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of hard to trust anything that guy says.
Who's to blame? Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim with the chain, part of the game. We've been murdered for
money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same, who's to blame? Yeah, my heart's torn as I watch my art form. Get plaques and charms to writers of whack forms. Divided attacks trying to collapse this platform. In this rap, we detach from any distraction. Yes, sever the head of the evil. Music meant to divide and confuse kids. The media spoon feeds you. People who need you can see through your bluffing. Parasitic poison and fit for human consumption. While they focus on money, they crusades. The loss of human life is as fragile as loose eggs. Vatican ain't paper, they roll in the slave trade. So how can you place blame on the hate that hate made? Secret political interests tucked from view. You police the planet, but who protects us from you? While wars are waged over pathetic turf, we elect leaders with no regard for planet Earth. Who's to blame? Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Brothers with dirty credentials rolling through my residential, overpaid. Deeper than members of presidential motorcades. Rolling single file like wheels on rollerblades. They mingle file, but their welcome is overstayed. I quote a page on the grander scale, cause the man who fails to plan really plans to fail. For real flows, they're closing you stunts, cause all at once, the weight of your ignorance can bury your bad sanity. Can it be so simple? Today's medics genetically clone people. Ain't where we headed pathetic? Where citizens give up their civil liberties to officers of evil intent and devilish tendencies. While enemies join forces to endorse this mental extortion gone corporate. When will the corporate orbit morbid acts on the helpless? Ignoring facts to they selfish aristocrats who flex well in a time where sex sells. A crime rhymes melt kids' minds like salt snails. Either you end up in jail or caught shells. But timelines help kids find their faults well for real. The media's how they got you attached and violent images permanent like yakuza tattoos. They got Jews relaxed and unaware while adult messages traumatize their younger ear. Who's to blame?
Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame?
Rich rappers, when you talk it, I hope you keep your topics as deep as your pockets and use logic. The words kill before you have time to breathe. What the ears are in the eyes, see the mind believes. While they hang you from your ankle and they take what falls. Citizens of this planet deserve a wake-up call. He who has knowledge controls this grand scheme. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Who's to blame?
Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We're being murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame?
Yeah, my favorite, I have the website, clearchannelsucks.org, yeah.
You're part of that website?
No, I'm not, but I saw it the other day, I was like, yeah.
We call it Fear Channel around here.
Oh, Fear Channel, okay.
Fear Channel, yeah.
You know, but it's a funny thing, because we work with them, too. With
do you get airplay on Clear Channel?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, they own all this radio, you know, they own all these venues, you know.
Right, the
concert
halls.
So, you know, it could be a contradiction, yeah.
It's literally impossible. I mean, unless you want to just play people's houses and tiny, like, you know, places and stuff like that. Because Clear Channel as a corporation has swooped it all up, you know.
Right.
And in a lot of ways, like, even in certain places, in certain towns in this country, they own every venue. So there's no way around it. It's almost like taxes. It's like, regardless of what you believe in and what you're doing, what your music says or whatever, it's like you gotta pay the piper, you know. And it's really,
there's only one game to play, and you better play. And
everybody pays rent.
It comes down to, gangsterism. Really, is what it comes down to. It's like they own the block, and if you want to conduct a little business on their block, you gotta give them a cut. It's just really what it comes down to, and you know, it wrecks us, you know. At the same time, it's a reality of life, you know. It's like, we have these ideals and these things that sometimes we try our hardest to follow, and we try our hardest to do it, but obviously reality sometimes challenges that, and sometimes it's like, what are you gonna do, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, there's an incredible amount of market power that station has, and the latest bad news for me is that they just teamed up with Fox News. Clear Channel radio stations will now will now be broadcasting Fox News headlines every hour for 5 minutes.
It's over, folks. Pack it in. Just go home. And,
Or just start your own station.
Whatever, man.
Or just, start your own.
Start your own station.
I get hard-ons from listening to Bill O'Reilly go off, man. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Get off my show!
Yeah, he does too, apparently, talking that way. Just, you talk, at least if you listen to his interns.
Shut up! Where's my butt plug?
Guy's nuts. And thankfully, we don't have to listen to him here on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Just want to extend the invitation out to any and all callers. If you have any question for Uli or Giro, give us a call. 427-3772, 427-FRSC.
Yeah, call in. Let us know people are listening to the station.
And we got a big concert tonight here as well. So
yeah, we're playing at the Catalyst tonight.
Got to plug that, definitely.
Whoever wants to come down, I'm not sure if it's sold out or not, but we do have Crown City Rockers, a great band from up here, up north, and we're really looking forward to playing tonight. Obviously,
let's give away some tickets.
You want to?
Yeah, a couple pair. Right.
Let's do it, Holmes.
You just heard that, folks.
If you want to come down, give us a call in. Whoever calls in.
That's it.
But there is a limit.
There is a limit. So jump on it now, folks. 427-3772. That is the number. And shit, good opportunity. Well, we'll just continue the conversation here a little. A question that I've heard, one of my friends wanted to know that I told him this was going to happen. He was like, you got to ask him. Whatever happened to Cut Chemist and Charlie Tuna? And well, I'm sure you guys have heard that 100 times. But
Cut Chemist and Charlie Tuna, the real deal with them is that when we started this band, they were in Jurassic 5 already.
Right.
And at that time, a lot of us knew, I know a couple of us already knew them and grew up with them and stuff like that. But J5, when we started, was on a hiatus, kind of like they weren't really doing much at that time. And what happened was that basically, when we started recording our record, they jumped on it and we started rehearsing with them, and it just clicked so well that I remember Cut Chemist being at the first rehearsal ever for this band. You know, he was that kind of guy, you know, and obviously once the first record was recorded, we were touring on it. But then when J5 started, gearing up to ready to do their thing,
right,
you know, it was only obvious that they were going to go do their...
they had a previous
original project.
With their own project. Yeah.
So, it just happened like that, and we have Charlie Tuna on one track this time on the new record, and it's all family, with those guys, no matter what.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Definitely more needed. Alrighty, we got our first caller here.
Hey, we got phone calls.
Yeah. So I'm gonna hope I get this thing right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some O's and Motley tickets.
Hello, caller, you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you, man.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm on my cell phone, and I just called in about the O's and Motley tickets.
Well, you are in luck. I guess we can grab your info. You got any questions? You guys got any? Come on, give him a question or something here.
All right. Let's see if you can answer. What does the name O's and Motley mean?
Ooh, that's
and if you can answer it... If you can answer it, I'll put you down plus one on the guest list.
Ooh. Oh man, I wish I knew. I know it's Aztec or something like that.
You got it, man.
That's good enough, bro.
It is Aztec. You got it right.
Okay.
We're not looking for details here.
Excellent.
I guess I just need a first and last name, and then I'll put you down on the list.
Okay. First name is Gabe.
Yep.
Last name is Sanchez.
Go, Gabe Sanchez.
Got it, man.
Okay, so I can just go to the Catalyst and I...
Go to the Catalyst tonight. I don't know what time doors are, but yeah.
7:30, show starts at 8:30.
There you go.
Okay,
show
and...
Show up, go to Will Call. Your name will be on the list, plus one. Yeah,
sure. All right, and who am I talking to?
This is Giro.
Giro, thank you.
All right, and Uli. All right,
bye.
All right, laters.
There you go, folks. Straight from the Free Radio people. Hooking you up.
Connecting.
Loud and clear with the O's and Motley connection. Well, we're going to go to a track here really quick. This one's a personal favorite of mine off the second album. I wish I had some of the new stuff here, guys, so we could play that for the people. But this one is called Guerrillero, and it's, it means a lot to me because I'm named after, of course, Augusto César Sandino, the badass father of the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, the last successful revolution of the 20th century. So it's pretty personal when I hear the word Guerrillero, I think. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. And just one last little, I guess, inspirational story from a Guerrillero in Nicaragua. I went down there when I was in college and did an internship with a youth organization, the Rehabilitation Center for Street Kids. They got a really big street kid problem down there. And this Guerrillero told me that it was all of our responsibility. He appreciated my efforts coming down to Nicaragua and trying to help his country, but his basic message was like, we already fought and died and achieved our revolution, and it got squished by your country. You know, your government's reactions to our government's actions, or our people's actions, I should say, because the people formed the government. But, yeah, he asked me to come back to the United States and give it all I can for change in this country. And that's what I've been doing with this radio show. And that's what I want to just really honor Oza Motley for doing, too, because you guys are always out there kicking butt for good causes. And it's appreciated. So, Guerrillero from Oza Motley.
Let's do it.
On Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Oh, turn it back up.
All right, folks. We have been lucky enough to be joined by Oza Motley here in the studio, and I just want to really appreciate you guys for coming on out and you know, honoring our humble little station here.
Thanks, man. It's fucking...
But
no FCC. Fucking goddamn it.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah,
how
see,
liberating. What a catharsis.
Yes, because we do radio all the time, and you know, some people in the band have mouths, you know, and
what the fuck you talk about?
Exactly.
So yeah. It's refreshing.
Thank
yeah.
you so much for having us. We yeah. really appreciate
no,
that.
No, it's equally so. You know, we give back to each other and we inspire each other, and then we move forward together.
Thanks,
so,
man. Yep.
Very
That's
appreciated.
Right.
Thank you, guys. We're going to go out with one that you often go out with, the last track on the first album. It's La Misma Canción.
That's right.
It's the Hesher moment, man.
This is when the whole crowd goes nuts. So just envision all the band members pouring off stage, getting into the crowd, meeting the people, and playing this song. So thank you again, Oza Motley.
Peace.
Uzo, Motley is in the house. You should know that by now.
All right, ready? One.
Ya estamos grabando.
One, two, three.
Somos Oso Motley!
And you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, listening to Augusto Cesar, Sandinista style, baby.
Out of control.
Metaphorically medicinal, tune a fishy mood, decibel peaks be my ritual. One condition, no will lay along like a municipal. Lyrics and ritual, we're puffin' food to get you through. And I'ma do the opposite of peace, hey! And go to war, so go prepare your balls for the floor show. Every more so, I'm the corporate, rather resourceful. Ripping rappers from their dome piece to their torso. No remorse for imitators, my crew be innovators. Paying homage as well as returning favors. Learning flavors from the path pavers. Now Ozo Motley be making new hits from past data. Take it. It's a Super Bowl Sunday. It's a Super Bowl Sunday. Making shots cause a brother gotcha. Get my proper shrimp and lobster on my dock like a mobster. Giving shouts to states to sustain my stature. Altered chemically, ain't no gimmick behind the way that I'm designing my rhyme. Line for line you'll find in your neighborhood. There's a flavor flood, whether you're a ghetto star or if your name is Mud. I speak the truth rather courageously, and I act rather contagiously when the stage is free. The rage in me's contained, now they got me. Charlie Tuna Fish and Ozo Motley. Hey, it's a Super Bowl Sunday.
Check it out, show.
It's a Super Bowl Sunday.